With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump once again threatening to challenge the broadcast licenses of TV networks. Here's Greg Clugston.
In a series of social media posts during the first few minutes of Christmas Eve, the president delivered a middle-of-the-night outburst aimed at the late-night shows on broadcast TV and their hosts. He blasted ABC, CBS, and NBC for giving high salaries to hosts he claimed have no talent. The president said if network TV newscasts and their late-night shows are almost 100% negative against him and the Republican Party, then their broadcast licenses should be terminated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he would be willing to withdraw troops from that country's eastern industrial heartland as part of a plan to end the war, but only if Moscow also pulls back and that entire region becomes a DMZ monitored by international troops. Three people, including two police officers, have been killed in a massive explosion in Moscow. It comes just a few days after a car bomb killed a high-ranking general not far away.
Russian authorities said two traffic police officers saw a suspicious individual near a police car on the city's Yeletskaya Street. When they approached the suspect to detain him, an explosive device was detonated. The two police officers died from their injuries along with the suspect. The attack comes just 2 days after a senior Russian general was killed in the same part of Moscow. General Fanil Savarov died after an explosive device, which had been planted under his car, was detonated.
The BBC's Rachel Wright reporting. Christmas Eve, thousands flocking to Bethlehem's manger square and other Holy Land sites after 2 years of rather subdued Christmas celebrations throughout that region because of the war in Gaza. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Massachusetts.
The state will no longer require foster parents to embrace transgenderism after being sued by two Christian couples. Alliance Defending Freedom went to bat for the plaintiffs, and senior counsel Johannes Wildmom Delfont says, quote, "Our clients, loving, caring foster families who have welcomed vulnerable children into their homes, as well as many other families affected by this policy, are eager to reapply for their licenses." Michael Harrington reporting.
A man who is living as a woman and employed by the National Security Agency, suing the Trump administration. He wants to block enforcement of a presidential executive order and other policies he claims violate federal civil rights law. Man disputes the legality of President Trump's executive order that requires the federal government in all operations and printed materials to recognize only two sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. A New York holiday tradition still going strong. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
Hundreds gathered in New York City to ice skate at a rink inside of one of the city's most iconic parks. New York City resident Tina Goody took her grandchildren to Bryant Park's 1,700-square-foot ice skating rink to celebrate Christmas.
And it's just Christmassy. This is what you do with Christmas time with your children.
12-year-old Emma O'Leary is visiting New York with her family for the holidays. The Ireland native said skating at the park made her feel magical.
And it's really like magical to be here because I've seen all these type of movies.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Rescue teams braving shooting flames, falling debris, and the threat of more blast, saving nursing home residents at a Pennsylvania facility this week. Two people did die and set off a dramatic and chaotic evacuation. Cause of that blast still under investigation. More details, srnnews.com.